Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. BTN News listeners, welcome to your Wednesday hump day edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 27th of May 2020. Got the best technology news for you, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Get ready. It's coming. Although we've been hearing it's been coming for a while now, and they kind of keep pushing it back. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about Microsoft, and I'm talking about their May update. Yeah, apparently we're just a few days away now from the Microsoft 10 big ol' update. Or for those of you technical geeks out there, Windows 10 20H1. So how do we know it's near? Well, they've actually released the update to developers already. So it's a good sign that us consumers might be seeing it pretty soon. We even have pages of details where issues have apparently been resolved. Which is a good thing. Most of the time we get an update from Windows and it's riddled with bugs. Now we have been told, even though there's information out over there on the Microsoft pages regarding the latest Windows 10 update, that information still could change. In fact, it could be changing as I'm sitting here telling you about it. It would be amazing though if Windows does actually get this update in. It would actually still live up to their May 2020 update. Come on, Windows, 4 days left. You can do it. Ready to get the party going in the virtual world, Facebook users? Well, Facebook's got a new app. Yeah, you heard that correctly. Another app. What's it called? Well, it's called Catch Up, as in C-A-T-H-U-P. Catch Up basically takes all of your friends and family, puts them all in one community there, and then you can chat amongst yourselves. And most of all, Facebook says it's so easy to set up, because it will actually access your phone's contact list. And if you're sitting there thinking, well, wait a minute, Grandma's not even on Facebook. Doesn't matter. Even people without a Facebook account, yes, can be part of the Catch Up app. As long as, of course, they've got an internet connection. Now, those of you thinking out there, well, this app must have been created because of the pandemic going around right now, well, actually, no. Research and development for the app was actually going on well before the spread of COVID-19. However, though, it looks like they did speed it up a little bit so that people could take advantage of it in our times of need to communicate. So, if you think you need to do a little bit of catching up with people that, hell, you've never talked to and, well, maybe never, go find it now in the respective app stores. And finally, talk about this. Spotify users, ever seen that little thing on your display that says, whoops, you got an epic collection, dude. There's no more room. Which we all thought was kind of stupid, yeah? Being the fact that, yeah, you're not really saving anything. You're just sort of, shall we say, bookmarking it. Well, finally, after all of these years, Spotify said, yeah, that was dumb, wasn't it? Spotify has finally removed its 10,000 song cap. Meaning, yes, now you can add as much music as you friggin' want to. Now, with good news, though, I still have a little tiny bit of bad news, Spotify users. The new system only applies to the ability to save songs. Individual playlists, yep, that's still limited to 10,000 items. And also, if you're sitting there going, well, wait a minute, I'm still getting the error, well, a lot of you still may be. According to Spotify, they're slowly rolling this out around the globe. In about a week or two, though, we all should have the feature live. If you got a story and no one else is listening to you, well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, of course, still located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there and support the news show over there. Literally, without your donations every month, we could not keep doing this show. So if you enjoy what we do here at the news show, your support is greatly needed. Go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions, and for as little as $5 a month, you can help keep the news show on the air. We're still on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter as well at British Tech, and our community is alive and well. We would love for you to be a part of it. So come join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Thursday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, hope you're having a fantastic hump day, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.